The following was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile. The Chocolate Igloo. Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. I always wanted to build my own igloo.
Igloo.
It would fit in my backyard. The problem I had was not having any large blocks of ice. I went to my grandma Amka for help.
Help!
She knew lots of grandma stuff. I knew she would know what to do. Grandma Amka was a native Inuit. She grew up in Alaska as part of the Inuit people. They are also known as the Arctic people. They were the master builders of the igloo.
Igloo.
When I asked her for some help, she told me I did not need to use ice blocks. The Inuit word igloo can mean a home or house built of any material. That's when the idea hit me. After every December, my mom buys more chocolate than we know what to do with. Our teeth would be rotting if we ate it all at once. So we usually have chocolate into July. This year, I was going to use it to build my very own chocolate igloo. It would be my chocolate escape. I had to beg my mom for about an hour before she said I could use the chocolate. I had to promise to do extra chores, but it was worth it. First, I melted down all of the chocolate. Then, I poured it into ice cube trays and put them in the freezer. Once they were frozen, it was time to build.
Woo! Yeah!
I started with over 100 chocolate cubes. I put them together like an igloo using toothpicks to hold them. When it was finished, it was not even big enough for my dog. My mom said my chocolate igloo had better last until July. The Chocolate Igloo. Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. This production was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile.